Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Messages from the Masters: Tapping into the Power of Love by psychiatrist Brian L. Weiss is a spiritual self-help book that blends therapeutic perspective with teachings attributed to wise spiritual guides, often called the Masters, building on the past life regression approach that made Weiss widely known. The book focuses less on technique and more on the central claim that love is the most powerful force for healing and growth. Through stories and reflections drawn from his clinical and personal experience, Weiss explores common human fears such as anxiety, grief, anger, and relationship pain, and frames them within a larger view of the soul as enduring beyond a single lifetime. The book also offers practical elements, including simple meditations and exercises intended to help readers cultivate compassion, reduce fear-based reactions, and strengthen inner guidance. Its purpose is to encourage a shift from living in fear and separation toward living in love, connection, and responsibility for one's own spiritual development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, love as the core healing principle. A central theme is that love is not treated as a sentiment, but as a transformative capacity that can heal emotional wounds and reshape behavior. Weiss presents love as the opposite of fear, and he repeatedly links suffering to fear-based patterns such as anger, control, resentment, and attachment. In this framework, healing begins when a person chooses compassion and understanding. Even when the mind wants to protect itself through judgment or withdrawal, the book positions love as practical. It influences how readers respond to conflict, how they speak to themselves, and how they make choices during stress. Rather than promising instant bliss, it argues that consistent loving action gradually dissolves inner turmoil. This focus also aligns with a therapeutic lens because it emphasizes emotional regulation and a move away from reactive habits. Readers are guided to see love as something they practice through patience, forgiveness, and kindness, including toward difficult people, without confusing love with dependency or surrendering healthy boundaries. The overall message is that love is a learnable strength that can reorganize a life from the inside out, making peace and resilience more accessible over time. Secondly, messages from spiritual guides and the idea of an enduring soul. Weiss frames much of the book around teachings attributed to advanced spiritual intelligences called the Masters. These messages support the idea that human identity is larger than a single lifetime and that consciousness continues after death. Within that worldview, life is viewed as meaningful training rather than random suffering, and challenges are interpreted as opportunities for learning virtues such as compassion, faith, and forgiveness. The Master's teachings also emphasize that growth is gradual and that spiritual development is shaped by choices. This perspective can recontextualize grief and fear of death by presenting death as transition rather than annihilation. It can also reframe daily conflicts by suggesting that relationships and circumstances may have deeper purpose connected to long-term soul learning. Importantly, the book does not read like a purely abstract theology. It uses story-based examples and practical reflections to encourage readers to test the ideas through lived experience, such as noticing how love changes their reactions and relationships. Whether readers interpret the Masters literally or symbolically, the enduring soul theme functions as a foundation for hope and a call to personal responsibility. Thirdly, anxiety, fear, and emotional suffering through a therapeutic spiritual lens. The book addresses anxiety and emotional pain by combining psychological insight with spiritual framing. Weiss is known for integrating regression work into therapy, and here the emphasis is on how fear can become the engine of many symptoms, including phobias, chronic worry, and relational distress. Instead of treating anxiety only as a disorder to suppress, the book encourages readers to explore it as a signal pointing to unresolved emotions, limiting beliefs, and patterns of self-protection. The spiritual dimension adds a different kind of reassurance if life has continuity and learning purpose. Then fear does not need to dominate decision-making. Practical strategies involve shifting attention toward calm, breath, and inner safety, then choosing responses consistent with love rather than panic. This approach can appeal to readers who feel stuck in cycles of rumination because it proposes that emotional suffering can be reduced by changing both interpretation and practice. At the same time, the message remains grounded in personal effort. People are encouraged to work on themselves, to seek healing rather than blame, and to cultivate habits that support steadier emotions. The result is a style of guidance that aims to be comforting without dismissing the reality of pain. Fourthly, relationships, soul connections, and letting go of dependency. Relationships are treated as one of the main arenas where love is tested and learned. The book discusses healing relationship conflict by changing perception, releasing old images of others, and practicing forgiveness and compassion. Weiss also includes themes common to his broader work, such as the idea that souls can meet again across time and that meaningful bonds may have a deeper continuity than a single lifetime. This perspective is used to encourage patience and understanding, especially when relationships feel complicated or painful. A key balancing point is the distinction between love and dependency. The teachings emphasize that love does not mean control or possession, and that clinging to people or outcomes creates suffering. Letting go is presented not as emotional coldness, but as freedom from compulsive attachment, allowing relationships to be healthier and less fear-driven. In practice, this can look like respecting boundaries, stopping attempts to change others through pressure, and focusing on one's own growth. The book encourages readers to see relationships as living and changing rather than fixed by past mistakes. That stance can help readers repair connections where possible and release them with compassion when necessary, while still keeping the heart open. Lastly, meditations and exercises to cultivate inner guidance and compassion, alongside stories and teachings. The book offers practical exercises intended to help readers experience calm and connection directly. These include guided meditations designed to reduce stress, open the heart, and support healing. Weiss's approach is generally accessible. The practices are meant for ordinary readers rather than specialists, and they focus on relaxation, visualization, and gentle self-inquiry. The intent is to help readers shift from a purely analytical mindset into a quieter state where intuition and emotional clarity can be felt. This supports the book's broader claim that wisdom is not only intellectual but experiential, and that inner change requires practice. Such exercises also function as tools for interrupting fear cycles, because they create a routine for settling the nervous system and reorienting toward compassion. For readers interested in regression-related work, the meditative elements offer a non-intimidating entry point, even if one does not pursue formal hypnosis. The practical sections reinforce the theme that spiritual growth is not passive. By repeatedly returning to calming practices, readers are encouraged to build a habit of choosing love, improving self-awareness, and responding to life with more steadiness and kindness. In conclusion, Messages from the Masters is best suited for readers who are drawn to spiritually oriented healing, especially those curious about past life themes, life after death perspectives, and the idea that love is the primary engine of personal transformation. It can also appeal to people coping with anxiety, grief, or relationship pain who want guidance that blends emotional insight with a hopeful, meaning-centered worldview. The practical benefits come from its consistent reframing of fear-based reactions and its encouragement to practice compassion, forgiveness, and inner stillness through meditation. Even readers who do not fully accept the book's metaphysical claims may still find value in the emphasis on reducing dependency, letting go of resentment, and choosing calmer responses. Within the spiritual self-help category, the book stands out because it is shaped by a trained psychiatrist who speaks in a therapeutic voice while presenting mystical teachings. It functions less like a technical manual and more like a guidebook for daily living. Using the Master's messages to keep returning to a simple through-line growth happens when people choose love over fear. For fans of Weiss' earlier work, it reads as a more concentrated statement of his core lessons, with added exercises aimed at personal practice rather than theory alone. If you would like to support Brian L. Weiss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.